This is a News.com newsflash.
Don't be afraid to look under a bridge. You might find something amazing, even beautiful. News.com has learned that message comes from South America, where scientists believe they've found a new animal species. At first, they thought it was a toad. The Mesoamerican cane toad is relatively common, with sightings from South Texas to Ecuador. But when researchers checked under a bridge in western Ecuador, they found they were partially wrong. It's a toad, to be sure. But it looks and sounds different. The new toad is about 4 inches long and has plenty of bumps. But it has what the scientists call a squared snout. Our results revealed that populations west of the Ecuadorian Andes constitute a well-supported, monophyletic clade, or organism, a report published Tuesday, February 20 in the Zoological Journal of the Linnean Society says. The new kind of cane toad is distinctly different genetically, morphologically, acoustically, and ecologically from the Mesoamerican variety, it adds. The toad was not only under bridges. The Charlotte Observer reports it also was found near lakes and rivers, on roads and in suburban areas. Researchers even spotted the cane toad mating. Eggs are described as being on strings in the water. But the discovery left the scientists with a big question: what to call it? Especially since the Latin name for the Mesoamerican cane toad is Rhinella horribilis. Watchers of British royalty may remember that second word. Time magazine recalls the late Queen Elizabeth II described 1992 as an annus horribilis, or a horrible year, after Windsor Castle caught fire and 3 of her children separated from spouses. At the risk of going woke, the researchers decided to head in the opposite direction for the cane toad they found in Ecuador. They named it Rhinella bella, as in beautiful. But the title of the research paper calls it subjectively beautiful. The researchers say their discovery shows the cryptic diversity of cane toads. The scientists aren't sure if beautiful cane toads are in places other than Ecuador. They theorize the creatures also could be in neighboring Colombia and Peru. In other parts of the world, cane toads of any sort are not considered beautiful. They're downright annoying. News.com reported in December 2023 on a wave of baby cane toads filling a sidewalk and a street in a suburban area of eastern Australia. One expert said they're moving across the country at a pace of about 30 miles a year. And they're dangerous to hold, because they leak venom from their shoulders. Cane toads were shipped from South America to Australia in the 1930s as a living insect repellent. Macquarie University biology professor Rick Shine told the Live Science website in January that one way to defeat cane toads is to lure them into bags, then place the bags in a refrigerator, followed by a freezer.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
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 News! Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present, and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.